beginning of Shmos, the Ramban has, as he does with all the Sefarim of Tanakh, of Chumash, I should say, he has an introduction, and he says a beautiful thing. Hishlim HaKasuv Sefer Breishis, Jehu Sefer Yetzira, B'chidush HaOlam, B'tziras Kol Notzar. The Ramban talks about the fact that Sefer Breishis has its theme, and it's known as Sefer Yetzira, and everything in Sefer Breishis has to fit with the theme of Yetzira. The Ramban defines Sefer Yetzira first as Chidush HaOlam, B'tziras Kol Notzar. Those two expressions, L'chaira, refer to the two dimensions that Ramban elaborates in Sefer Breishis, Parshas Breishis, that there's something called Bria and something called Yetzira. Bria is what happened on the first day, that's Yesh Me'ayin. Yetzira is Yesh Me'yesh in the subsequent days. Chidush HaOlam is the Yesh Me'ayin. Yetzira is Kol Notzar, is everything that came after that. And what else is in Sefer Breishis? Sefer Yetzira, Mikre Avos Kulam. The lives of the Avos fit within the pattern of Yetzira, She'em Ken Yetzira Lizaram. Because everything the Avos experienced is like a blueprint. It's like creation for what's going to unfold for their progeny, for the descendants. The Pnei Shekol Mikreyem Tziyurei Dvarim. Lermozul Hodiya Koha Asid Lavo Lahem. In other words, it's not just what they're doing as far as what with their own lives, it's also what it represents. We just saw the Ramban a few minutes ago regarding the events at the end of Sefer Breishis and how it foreshadows Golus Edom. So it is earlier, the Ramban makes many mentions how the Yitzchok goes down to Abimelech, and that's Golus Bavel, and Avram Avin goes to Mitzrayim, that's foreshadowing Golus Mitzrayim. So there are many things in Sefer Breishis, as Ramban himself explained in Breishis, referring to the future. When he says Lirmos Hodia, I would suggest it's the following. Lirmos is these inyanim that I just talked about, the Maisavasim Labanim. Lodia can mean Kibshuta. When Hashem says to Avram Avinu, I'm going to give your children the land of Eretz Yisrael and these lands, Hashem is Lazarach Etin Saratz Azos, and Yitzchak, he said, Hashem said the same thing. Hashem tells the Avos that your children are going to be men numerous, all of that, that's Lodia. That's clear that it's not just the Avos themselves, they are the ones who are being promised that the children will have this land and so on. So that's the limbus of Hodiyah. All this is considered like a Yitzira. Yitzira means that you're bringing something into creation and then it can begin to evolve even further. But the creation is like the first, the first stage. So that's why Sefer Breishis, all Sefer Breishis, he says say Mikre HaAvos, but I think as we saw, it's even the Shvatim as well. So it's real, all Sefer Breishis is the inyan of Yitzira. How does Shmos follow? Va'achrei she'ishrim ha'yitzira, Hischil Sefer Acher Binyan Hamaisa Abam and Ramazim Ahem. Now comes this, actualizing the various Ramazim, beginning with Sefer Shmos, which is of course now playing it out, the Simon Labanim praying out in the life of the Banim. V'nesiachet Sefer Eilu Shmos Binyan Hagolus Harishon Hanigzar Beferush Ubegeula Mimenu. So in this Sefer we're talking about the Golus Harishon, which was Nigzar Beferush, meaning in Bispin Absarim, where Hashem told Avram Avinu that there's going to be a Golus in Eretz Golahem, and the Geula from Mitzrayim. And for that reason, V'lchein Chazav V'hischa B'shemos Yordei Mitzrayim Misparam. That's why the Sefer begins with Eilish Mos B'nei Sobam Mitzrayim, even though that was already mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. Ha'pi Shekvar Nichtav Zeh, Bavor Ki Ridasam Sham Hu Reishas HaGolus, Kimi As Huchal. Ramban borrows phrases from Tanakh all the time. As hulchal ukra b'shem Hashem, me as hulchal. He's writing with phrases on his tongue, on his pen. Meanwhile, the point being that it began with the Yerida. That's the Yerida of Mitzrayim. That's the beginning of the Golus. And since the Sefer is marking now the Golus Harishon, so you start from where it all began. When it began was when Yaakov came down. Obviously, there are stages of Golus and so on. Chazal tell us, Rashi alludes to it also, that when Yaakov was alive, it wasn't quite the same. Shibud really didn't quite start. There was some element of Golus that began, but the Shibud of the Golus, and then after Yaakov, the Shvatim, Kozman, that they were alive, it wasn't so bad. And then after the Shiv Nefesh, and so on. But meanwhile, there is a certain beginning of Golus that you can already point to when Yaakov Uban of the Shiv Nefesh came to Mitzrayim initially, and that's why it starts with that. Now, where does it end? So the Ramban is talking about the bookends of Parash of Sefer Shmos. The beginning makes sense to start in the beginning. Where does it end? So you might say, well, if it's about Geula, it should end with Yitzias Mitzrayim, Parashas Bo. And yet we don't end Sefer Shmos until the end of Pekudei, which is the Mishkan, explains the Ramban, Vihine, Hagalus enenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el mekomam, vel malas avos from yeshuvu. Again, he's using expressions from Tanakh, shuvam el mekomam. What he means by mekomam is obviously not geographical, because at the end of Sefer Shmos, we're not back in Eretz Yisrael. So he must mean here as well, mekomam in terms of a spiritual level. As he goes on to say, Malas Avosim Yeshuvu, it's the mile of the Avos, which is what the Mishkan represents. As he continues, Kishyatzum Mitzrayim, Afa Bishayatzum Bes Avadim, they're technically not Avadim anymore, and yet, Adayin Yechashvu Golim, they're still not in a state of Geula, they're still called Golim, Ki Ayu Be'eretz Lohem, Nevuchim Bamidbar, and Be'eretz Lohem were the words that Avraham Avinu was told in Bispin Absarim. In that regard, they were still in, quote-unquote, not their own space, not their own land, the Nebuchim Bamidbar. Again, even though they're out of Mitzrayim, so they're not yet it's not yet Geula in the fullest sense. Ushabal Har Sinai, now they got the Torah, V'asu HaMishkan, but he's not even mentioning the Torah so much. It's the Mishkan that he's focused on. But the Mishkan Gufa was itself, as the Ramban learns in the beginning of Truma, was a Hemshech HaMaimon HaSinai, so it's really connecting to that as well. That they went to Har Sinai, and they made the Mishkan. V'shav HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael Shechinah so b'neihem, and Hashem returned with the Shechinah on them. And now v'oz shavu malas avosim. That's the expression we just saw a minute ago. By ashuvam el makom malas avosim yeshuvu. That's called they returning to the malas avosim of the avos. Shehayasod eloka alei ahaleihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence was on their tents. Again, he's a psukim in Eov, Besod Eloka Ale Ahali. Vehem Hem HaMerkava, they represented the Merkava of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was they were containers for the Shekhinah. They carried the Shekhinah, so to speak. But Oz Nechshav Geulim. So it was only with the Mishkan that the Geula is now expressed and actualized. And that's the reason. Lachein Nishlam HaSeif HaZeh B'Hashlimo Inyan HaMishkan U'Biyos Kvod Hashem Moriyos HaTamid. So the Sefer Geula needs to start in the beginning of the Golus, when Yaakov and Avinu come to Mitzrayim, and it ends only when we have the Shekhinah resting on the Mishkan, because that's called the state of Geula, when they're restored to the Malas Avosam, and that's what we call Shuvim El Mekomam. Even though it wasn't Mamish Eretz Yisrael, it was a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, you might say the Ramban, of course, talks about Eretz Yisrael very often as the direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without an intermediary. So in that regard, I think you could say that even though Kali Yisrael didn't end up in Eretz Yisrael at the end of Sefer Shmos, but they were ready, you might say, Shuvim El Mekomam. They had that aligned with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Shekhinah was resting on the Mishkan, and that's the whole purpose of what the Geula was supposed to represent, and that's why the Sefer Geula only concludes with that level that Kali Yisrael had attained with the Binyan HaMishkan.